I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I spoke with Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer for a COVID-19 update. I asked her why the latest executive order tightened COVID-related restrictions in Upper Michigan and Northeast Wisconsin. Here's more with Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer.
We are seeing our COVID numbers increase across the state. Now, we are not Florida. Let me be very clear. Most states would be happy to be in the position Michigan is. But when you look at the trajectory that we're on, if we continue this, we're going to have to move back a phase and start closing some sectors of our economy. And we are trying to avoid that at all costs. My goal is to make sure that our numbers are low enough where we can safely resume in-person instruction to some extent in our schools and keep the northern part of our state in phase five. And so we had to tighten some things up, and that's why the mask mandate was so important a few weeks back. And we've seen increased compliance, and maybe that's why our numbers seem to be flattening a bit, but they're still too high. And that's why right now we think it's really important to recognize we're seeing a lot of spread happen in bars and where people are congregating in groups. And so that's why we focus on these two areas to tighten things up so that we can stay in phase five and hopefully, stay there and keep our economy engaged the way that we have and get our kids back in school.
We're talking with Governor Gretchen Whitmer. That announcement was a bit of a surprise for a lot of people that were in the business community. It seemed like here, at least in areas of Upper Michigan, in particular in the Marquette area, things were moving, trending fairly positive. We were seeing good response with mask wearing. We're seeing people following a lot of the guidelines. There were some anomalies to that. Wouldn't say that there weren't. But what is it in particular that made that decision come out of your office to say, let's do this and let's do it now instead of maybe wait and see?
Well, what we know is that COVID-19 is still very present in all parts of our state. And it can be one instance of a sandbar party or a house party that can dramatically turn our situation around and see COVID metastasize all across the state of Michigan. And that's what we're really concerned about. We've seen it happen in certain parts of the state, but we also know that right now is a lot of people are traveling into the Upper Peninsula. It's a beautiful time of year. It's one of the most beautiful places on the planet. And yet we also know that the healthcare systems are wonderful systems, but they are not equipped for a big outbreak of COVID. And as we see these numbers continuing to increase statewide, it was really important that we take action now. COVID-19 being one of those things that has lagging indicators, whether it's the positive rate, test rates that happen 2 weeks after exposure where people have been out and about for 2 weeks, or it is a hospitalization that's a month after exposure, we know that we have to take action, can't wait and see the numbers because that's the insidious thing about this particular virus.
One of the things I want to ask you is, as we're looking now here in the Marquette area, Northern Michigan University is getting started with classes on the 17th. Students and staff are all starting to assemble. What are you and your team looking at and monitoring as the students in particular are starting to come back into the Upper Peninsula, into this region where we are at phase five?
Well, we're going to continue to increase our testing. We have gotten to about 28,000 tests a day, which makes us one of the states that is doing it better than just about the rest of the country. That increased testing gives us more information so that we can take action if we see trends, and that's what's driven the recent decisions. Now, getting people back congregating on campuses is an inherently risky endeavor, especially when they're coming from all other parts of the state and maybe from out of state. And so it's going to be incumbent on us all to make sure that we stay smart, that we keep masked up, that we don't congregate. And congregation happens on campuses. I finally remember my college days, and some of the most fun times are when we had big groups of people together, and that's something that is absolutely unadvisable in the midst of a global pandemic. And so these are the things that we're hoping everyone takes on the responsibility to keep themselves and the community safe.
That's Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer with a look at what's going on in our community. For Media Brew Communications, I'm Walt Lindelaw.